We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Nick. Before we get going today, I wanted to give you a few discount codes for the products we love and our show sponsors. So don't just turn this one off. If you're listening to this podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off of your order by using the code HardwickFF25, because after this long, we consider you friends and family. That's HardwickFF25 at Hardwick.life. It's like Hardwick.com, but that one was taken by a shirt company. So Hardwick.life is where you can find it. For 20% off at BubsNaturals.com, use the code Hardwick20. That's Hardwick20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off at Julian Bakery, use the code Nick Hardwick. That's me at JulianBakery.com. Again, Nick Hardwick at JulianBakery.com. Now, if you want to hear what I take daily and get some insight as to what you should take, maybe stay tuned. If not, skip ahead about a minute and we will be into the show. Thank you all. All right. So you want to know what you should buy? I take 6 of our Hardwick Life products every day. I originally started that company out of kind of selfish needs. I wanted to get access to the absolute highest grade products in the world. Our supplements are pharmaceutical grade, all of them. They've got unique delivery mechanisms. So you aren't just getting expensive urine. You're actually absorbing the products at a higher rate than cheaper store-bought supplements. I take Brain, Joint, Fuel, Phyto, Pump, and Neuro. Now, that may be a little extreme for you, but those are my jams. Now, I've done a lot of damage to my body. I need all of them. The Brain and Joint, they're kind of self-explanatory, right? Fuel is one of the only whey protein powders that I can take that doesn't upset my tummy. And we hear the same thing quite frequently from folks that don't process dairy all that well. That's because it's made from New Zealand grass-fed whey. New Zealand has the highest dairy standards in the world. There's a noticeable difference in the flavor. It's pretty damn incredible. For a peri-workout drink, which peri-workout, you'll hear that term. It means around your workout. Or to add protein midday, I put 2 scoops of Fuel with Pump, which has 3 grams of creatine per serving, 400 milligrams of ATP, which is the body's energy currency, and 95 milligrams of caffeine to get you all fired up. All of those, they allow you to do more work in the gym, getting better results. More work equals better results. Who would have thought? Seriously, you can work harder and have a lower rate of perceived exertion. And I like to add in Phyto, which has all of the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, along with this patented formula called TrueBrock, which contains glucoraphanin, which researchers at MIT are calling the fountain of youth. And lastly, I take Neuro about an hour before bed. Dr. Andrew Huberman, a Stanford neuroscientist, host of the Huberman Lab podcast and recent guest with Joe Rogan. I'm sure some of you listen to that guy. He's pretty awesome. Recommended in our 3rd episode ever. We got him before he blew up. Magnesium L-threonate, as it's the only form of magnesium to cross the blood-brain barrier. And it increases levels of brain magnesium, and that leads to better cognition and a more robust memory. That's important. It also has a slight sedative effect to help you get to sleep. All right, I'm not going to bore you with more details. Get over Hardwick Life and use the code HardwickFF25 for 25% off. Now, you guys that have been following me for a while now know that I've used Bubs Naturals since the company's inception. I don't know. I may be their first ever ambassador. I know there's a lot of bigger names now that are promoting Bubs. The company has blown up and is thriving because many folks like me understand how great their product is. I take 2 scoops of their collagen protein and 1 scoop of the MCT oil powder daily with my morning coffee. Try it once, you're going to be hooked. It's unbelievably creamy. The collagen is also really a great way to sneak some protein into your kids' lives too. It's unflavored, so you can add it into pancakes, oatmeal, mac and cheese, or juice. And they're not going to notice a thing. Use the code HARDWICK20 for 20% off. Lastly, before we get to the show, I want to tell you about my friends at Julian Bakery. this company, they've really got their act together. I believe most people could use more protein in their lives. It's got a very positive effect on satiety, brain signaling, and maintaining a healthy body weight. I recommend 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Please don't listen to Zac Efron's trainer who on their show falsely ties too much protein to kidney failure and loss of bone density. And certainly don't go to the Game Changers propaganda documentary on Netflix for your science. Neither of these use actual science. There's a lot of kooks out there, folks. We're going to keep fighting the good fight. I love a variety of protein. Obviously, I've told you about our whey protein, Bubs Collagen Protein. And Julian Bakery's specialty, in my opinion, is their egg white protein powder. They come in ridiculous flavors like pumpkin pie, coconut, maple glaze donut. They blend easily. They're a great addition in the middle of the day. Use the code Nick Hardwick for 10% off. That's Nick Hardwick for 10% off. All right, that's enough. Let's get you back to the show. Love y'all.
Check.
All right, this is crazy. Jamie Hardwick's here without food. Are you okay?
I do have coffee.
You okay? You do have coffee. Cheers. I've got an energy drink. And normally at 11 o'clock, which is when we're taping this, I would be a Red Bull guy. And I've gotten shit for being a Red Bull guy.
Like, so what are you drinking?
This is an Alani Nu, but only half of one because it's about 100 milligrams of caffeine and a half.
You don't want to know what my caffeine consumption has been right now.
Is it?
It's out of control. This morning,
it's that time of month, so your sleep cycle's always disrupted this time of month.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And I just, this morning, I was like kind of like tired, so.
Well, yeah, we had a volleyball match last night.
Yeah.
Which we won.
No big deal.
2-0.
Oh, my God.
With the bump and uglies.
Funniest story ever was our boys came to watch yesterday. And there was this weird, so you're playing sand volleyball. There's like a lot of balls that you can't tell if they're over the net.
You're not willing to call it
your side or falling on the other side of the net.
Yeah.
So our kids are there watching, and there was a gal on one side, Nick on the other side. Well, this girl kind of dove because she thought the ball was on her side of the net. It was on her side.
It was, but I stuffed it.
Yeah, but Nick, so okay, so that's it. You like jumped up.
Stuffed her.
Which then she
like Cardi B
slide tackled you.
She
under
did.
The net.
Oh.
And you kind of fell out. But
I fell on top of her.
The way Teddy described it, we got back in the car. He's like, "Dad, you're an awesome volleyball player. That one where you tackled that girl." I'm like, "Oh my God, what child?"
Yeah.
He now thinks it's a full contact sport.
In his head, he thought that I went under the net and just like Bill Goldberg, this gal, which is not at all true.
She looked like it because she was, you know, a little fit girl. You're a behemoth of a human. And you ended up on top of her. And our kids.
I probably look like a Sasquatch out there. I don't know.
Our kids are like, great tackle.
I think that I was thinking about this. There's probably an element because I was – the other team had better technical skills than us.
Oh, they were much better
by
than
far.
Us.
They could pass mm-hmm. better. They could do all the things better. But they probably look across the net and see this freak show standing there, and they don't want to piss me off. So I know I was in the net a couple times yesterday, and they were unwilling to say anything.
Oh, yeah. You were like a fish a few times. You're like, we got a big one.
And the one guy's like, should we call it? And I saw them kind of conferring to each other, and I was unwilling to go, call it. I was in the net. Now, let's take those points. Because that first one, we were down so far. We were down, gosh, it was like 12-3 or something. We rallied back to win. And so I didn't want to do anything. But it's funny that in the heads of kids, what they see, because they think we're really good and we're not. Like you and I personally are not great. We're decent athletes, but shoot, I'm going to be 40 in a month. And
yeah, you are.
You're quite the athlete, except when you get backpedaling.
Oh, God.
You can't backpedal.
Not in the sand. And you're dead. I had a busy day yesterday.
I had a busy day.
Yeah.
So that's why you look like a turtle on your back. That's good. I know. Somebody set one over your head, and there you go. That was fun stuff.
It's always fun. Yeah.
The girl actually the girl under the net asked me. She said, "Are you okay?" And she kicked I got a bad knee. I have no cartilage in one knee. It's all bone on bone. And so she like swept my leg out from underneath me. And she said, "Are you okay?" And we scored the point, so yeah, I was okay. However, I was not okay.
You have a black eye this morning.
I have a black eye from my own nephew. Thanks, Nathan. Hit me in the face. We won that point, too, so that was worth it. Oh, my God.
You're the only person that can make fucking sand volleyball full contact.
Yeah, it's...
There you go.
I have no chill. There's no chill.
No. All right, I know you said that we're both not good. I'm okay at volleyball.
You're pretty good.
You're okay at volleyball.
You're pretty good, yeah.
I think we're okay.
Yeah. I think we're reasonable athletes.
I was a volleyball player.
In high school, yeah. You were. You're a very good athlete.
Mm.
I'd say you're very good.
Except for when I'm backpedaling in the sand.
Don't get her. Your spatial awareness was just to me. It looked like she got dizzy, like she got off the tilt-a-whirl or something.
There was
and
a
then
lot of
the
falling.
Ball was going over her head. She was backpedaling, trying to bump it or set it over, and that didn't work
out
all that well.
Fun. It's fun to try a new sport at 40 years old to all of a sudden play
cool.
sand volleyball. Really fun.
I'd leave there covered in sweat.
You do.
I am dripping.
You do.
I need a headband.
Don't do that. We're already the oldest by like 10 years.
We are out there, aren't we?
You show up in a headband and we really age ourselves. They're like, holy moly.
So children, I should wear
children of the 80s.
So I should wear jean shorts and
oh,
a headband.
God.
Let's rock.
Let's not.
Are we the oldest by that much? I mean, quite a bit, I would say.
We're definitely the oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Here
come
we go.
At me.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
so we got some things we want to hit today. Summertime with kids at home. I want to brag about a certification that I got. So super cool.
Okay, go ahead. Let's start with the braggadocious.
We'll talk about that.
So
I got my yoga 200 hour teacher certification.
Proud of you.
Which I don't know if I'll ever stand in front of a classroom.
I think you should go teach yoga. That would be awesome. I bet you would have a sick following because I think people have a vision of what a yoga teacher mm-hmm. should look like and how they should act. And you're sort of like
not that
a walking contradiction of what yoga is. Like you're a very large, muscular man. When I think of yoga, I think of like, you know, little dainty girls.
Vegan.
Yeah. A lot of times,
yeah.
you know, just very in touch with their spiritual. And you're like, I mean, not that you're not spiritual and
not that
you're not flexible. Like you've got a lot of cool yogi traits. But just physically, you don't look like a yoga
right.
person.
Yes.
And you are.
What should we call the class?
Hardcore
yoga.
No.
Yoga extreme.
You're an idiot.
No, yoga extreme.
No.
Just
oh my God. Speaking of
regular
extreme. Sorry. Just one second.
Also dating ourselves.
Oh my God.
We
went to the movies the other day and we watched Fast and Furious like 97 with the kids.
F9. Come on. You know.
And.
Vin
there was this little cute girl at the snack bar that must have been in high school and the boys were ordering candy. And I think one of our boys ordered like Sour Patch Kids, but they weren't regular Sour Patch. They were like extreme sour.
Yeah.
And Nick sort of did just that. He like flexed on her and he's like, extreme. And she goes, sir, please don't do that. And she didn't even smile or like pretend it was funny. She's like, that's a dad joke. Please don't do
that.
She
just said no.
Yeah.
Seriously, no. No, she just kept saying no to my face. Well, the boys ordered Sour Patch, and I layered on top. Extreme. She was not into that. But I figured it was perfect because we were going to watch Fast and Furious. Maybe she didn't know what ticket we bought. Maybe she thought we were going to Peter Rabbit. We're not going to Peter Rabbit. We're going to Fast and Furious 9.
Oh, my God. It was so good, though, because she was just this little, like... snack bar attendant. She didn't even give zero F. She just looked right at you and was like, no, don't do that. And I was like, yes. Can I take her home with me? I'm just going to stick her in front of you every time you do something stupid.
No. Yeah.
Talk to Chloe.
Only if she calls me dad, though. No, dad.
God.
Just call me dad.
That's getting crazy.
Well, I don't mean... No,
okay.
That sounded
anyways.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move right along.
All right. So yoga certification training.
Congrats. I really do think you should go and find somewhere to teach because I just think it'd be really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will.
Yeah. I would take your class.
Good.
Yeah. You're a decent looking 40-year-old who doesn't look like a yoga person. Like it's neat. You're like a little bit of like a sideshow. Like I'm coming to the circus. Look at the freak. He can touch his toes.
That's in general how I feel about myself.
Do, do, do,
yeah.
do, do,
sign up
do,
for the freak. Oh, speaking of sign up, I didn't mention this before the show. I'm doing one-on-one personal consultations. So for anything, nutrition, fitness, life, mentoring, leadership, anything you want to talk about, I'm here for you for an hour. The link's in my bio on Instagram as I point to my phone. So you can sign up. My calendar's there. Just put your name in there, and then it'll ask you to fill out a couple of questions. What are you looking to get out of this session? And yeah, we can do everything and anything you want. I mean, obviously with certain restrictions. But yeah, sign on up, and I hope to see you. Hope to get to meet you. Hope to help you achieve whatever goals you are looking to achieve. Maybe we could do a one-on-one yoga session together. How about that?
Oh, that'd be cool. Like a FaceTime yogs.
FaceTime yogs.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I would need to work on is my transitions, which personally for me in a yoga class, I know they love the transitions mm-hmm. and making them seamless and all that. Like for me, a lot of times I want to stand up and shake my legs out. Like just let's get loose. Let's shake it out a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I like the flow.
I like the flow.
I like a sequence.
I like a sequence. I like a sequence tied together, but in between the sequence, I want to just stand up, get a drink of water, take a chill for a minute. Let's get back into it. Because for me, I would tie in a little bit of like almost sets and reps because that's the world that I come from. So, you know, you go through a warrior sequence three times. I would like to have a little bit of movement within those sequences so we can hit something like 8 to 10 times and then hold and all that. Anyhow.
Well, these are all things, see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, and this is the thing. It's summertime. There's kids at home. We got a lot of time on our hands. This is actually the first summer that we haven't had our boys like fully stocked up with camps. And how are we doing, do you think?
We're all here.
We're alive.
We're alive.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of together time.
Oh, yes.
Every single day.
On the road.
Yeah, we've done some cool trips.
We vacationed. Yep. We went to a Blackberry Farm down outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. Yep. Went to a Reds game in Cincinnati. Great Wolf Lodge down there.
Florida.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of together time.
Yeah, the lake this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And every day, here they are. But it's funny. It's like there's moments and like catch me at like 3 o'clock most days. And I'm like, dear God, put them in camp. But when I take a step back, you know, and it's like, it's really neat. They love being home.
They do love being home. Yes.
They fight a lot more with one another right now because I think the together time is just, it's a lot.
That's just what happens.
Yeah.
Even when you and I spend a lot of time together, we look for reasons to spar.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I would agree. And they've recently moved into the same room by choice.
Yeah. And that was after coming back from Cincinnati where they – on vacation usually we put them in the same room. And so just kind of to give you a little insight, Hudson's – I don't know if it's like a hormonal thing or like what's going on in his life. But – and I've talked to a lot of parents and a lot of parents relate to this is – when kids get to a certain age, they have nightmares or night terrors or whatever the case is.
Okay, he's been a shit sleeper since he came home from the hospital. Let's not give him a hormonal.
Hold on, though. He was shitty up until 1, and then from 1 to 2, he was fantastic. And then when Teddy came onto the planet, then Hudson started being shitty again, and I think a lot of it was he wanted more attention.
And he hasn't stopped being shitty, though. That's all I'm saying.
And that's true, and here we
are. He's 2 years old. Here we are, 7 years. Yeah. He's about to be 10, and he's a horrible sleeper. He comes in our room.
Huffing and puffing. And
creeps us the hell out. He's like Children of the Corn. He just like sails to the side of the bed and starts breathing. Gah! Like there's nothing more terrifying.
Butt ass naked. It's like, oh, my goodness.
It's just. So putting him in the same room. Is giving. It's funny because Teddy's 7 and he comforts Hudson. So it's just.
Teddy's like a snuggie.
It's fine. So anyway, so they're together all night long and it's cute. I'm happy
it is cute. And good, it seems to be working okay.
Yeah, they're sleeping decent.
Although the first night after we moved all the furniture and everything, it was like a 4-hour ordeal to get the whole rooms moved. You don't need to hear the saga about that, but. Anyway, the first night we thought, all right, this is going to be fantastic because every time we go on the road, Hudson sleeps with Teddy and he sleeps through the night. It's like he's comfortable or something. It's very bizarre in a different room. The first night, here he is, hour and a half after he goes to bed.
Dad.
Oh, my God.
Mom.
Like, what are you doing? And I just have such little patience for this. You know I do.
You have little patience.
You're way better this summer than I am because they fight all the time. And I feel like I need to step in all the time. And sometimes I just need to let them get it out of their system with each other.
Yeah,
and
let them kick each other's ass. That's what I always say. It's like, let them fight. I don't do it in front of me. Like, go in the basement and, like, beat the hell out of one another. I just don't want to see it.
Because then you're a bad parent.
Yeah. It's like, go somewhere else. Do what you got to do. Because I feel like if you try to micromanage every little disagreement, I mean, you've seen it.
Then they do it on purpose.
Well, and I feel like it's like a downward spiral. It's like you get mad, right? Then they do it some more. Then you get more mad. Then you flip your, you know?
Yeah.
And like, and then you're just not, it's funny. The boys and I laugh about it, but it's like, stay away from dad today. He's freaking mad. And you do, you get like in this like state where, you know, every little thing sets you off. And it's just, for me, I'm like, I have to let it go unless, you know, something awful happens.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And I've been better today.
Congrats.
Yes.
Yeah. The day is young.
Real early.
Wait for it.
It's real early.
We've got lacrosse tonight. Hud putting on his cleats could be a set you right over the edge.
Lacrosse is great. I get to go socialize. I get to stand on grass, watch them, hang out.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
No, and so back to the summer. It is. It's like we've reached that age where they're pretty good. Like they're, they're watching a lot of TV. They're on their devices, but they swim every morning. They have lacrosse most nights.
Play tennis.
They're playing tennis. Yeah. So they're keeping active.
Oh, yesterday we did this. So they wake up in the morning. We had nothing going on yesterday. There was no activities.
Uh-huh.
And this isn't something that we do all the time, but they woke up and said, can we play our Nintendo Switch? They wanted to play Mario Kart. I said, we got to earn it. You just go out for a lap, and a lap is a lap around the neighborhood, which is 2.5 miles. And they did a great job. They came back, takes them about 25 minutes total. And Hudson came trotting in, and then Teddy came trotting in, and then they got on the device. And
oh, nice.
So it was, I mean, not that I personally still hate the games because it's such an easy dopamine hit for them that when you pull them away from it, it's like, full-on extraction.
Yeah.
Because the dopamine's so high that they're looking for another rush. So then the minute you get them off of the device, they're looking for more dopamine because that's so easy. And then you go, hey, go outside and go play lacrosse or go throw the football or you get off your device. You got to get out of the house. You got to go get physical again. And it's so hard for them. It's like, they act like it's physically hard to go outside and it's hot. I get it. But they just ran a 2.5 mile loop with no complaints, came rushed back in, played the game. And then it's hard now to go for 10 minutes and go throw the football.
Right.
But it's because they're looking for that easy hormonal release or that neurotransmitter release. That to me is just, it's the catch 22 of the device because everybody needs time and space. We scroll on our phones. We do all that shit, but they can't put it down.
Right.
We've learned to cope and be able to go, all right, Instagram's done. Facebook's done for the day.
Yeah.
Let's knock this shit off. Okay. I'm done. But they can't do that. It's every single time they get off of whether it's PlayStation or the Nintendo Switch or an iPad even.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's an absolute disaster. They're zombies and you got to snap them out of it.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. But as a parent too, you need a little bit of a break. So that's such a nice like little, it's almost like a soother, right? Like a pacifier.
Yeah.
Here, give me an hour. I'm doing my own thing.
But I do think there's something to having them earn it. And it doesn't have to be physical. They don't have to go run 2 miles every time they want to.
No, I'd like them to clean the house.
Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's their next one.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So for a while with Teddy, we were doing, you have to play the piano to play MLB The Show. So every 15 minutes got you 15 minutes of the show up to an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, cleaning the house is a good one. We'll get these boys scrubbing toilets.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it? Okay. So some big news here.
Oh, big. Give it to me.
It's not big news, but the Olympics is coming up,
yay,
which for me, super awesome.
It's best.
Summer Olympics or winter for you?
Summer.
Me too.
Yeah. Winter, though, I do. I love the hockey. I love skiing.
Skiing's fun. Ski jumping.
I love the figure skating.
Yeah, that's...
That's really fun. So there's certain winter ones I do love, but for the most part, like, I love the track and field. I mean, there's nothing better than the 100-meter race.
Track and field. Swimming's awesome.
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics is super awesome.
Yeah. And then you've got all the good ones, like... You know, we're sending our professional basketball players, soccer players, tennis players. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year.
I don't like those ones, though.
I won't watch any of those.
I don't care about those. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't care about watching them play dumb down talent.
What do you think about rock climbing in the Olympics this year?
So they had a commercial the other day.
I saw it.
Yeah. And they were talking about how some of the best moments have been with sports that we thought didn't belong in the Olympics originally. And they're trying to
really sell it.
Yeah. Trying to go for it, which I mean, to a point, I agree. Snowboarding's super cool to see. There's some things that are super cool to
see.
But
did anybody really fight snowboarding as an Olympic sport?
I don't think so.
Maybe the purists did, but. Snowboarding's really cool. Mm-hmm. Rock climbing, I mean, I guess I'll watch it. I just have to be convinced. Still in my head, I'm like, I don't know.
No, rock climbing on the wall is really cool. They are like spider monkeys climbing up the wall.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's cool, but as an Olympic sport, it's just, for me, it's hard to conceptualize.
They used to have it on ESPN a lot more.
They had bowling on ESPN.
Pete Weber.
Come on.
But when I was a kid, I used to watch them do the rock climbing walls, and it seemed like it was turning into a thing, and then it kind of went away.
I think Free Solo has made this whole movement.
Oh, Alex Honnold's to blame.
Or give credit to. Well, I mean, whatever side you're sitting on.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, what about Sha'Carri? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so Sha'Carri Richardson. Mm-hmm. It's Sha'Carri, not Sha'Carri.
Right.
I love that we've watched almost all the Olympic trials.
All the U.S. qualifiers.
Yes.
Yes.
And especially the track. I love track because I love sports performance and strength and conditioning and all those type of things. And track for me is the most mainline sports performance that you could possibly get.
Yeah, you're fast or you're not fast.
Yes.
There's no variables.
Right. And can we train that in? So Sha'Carri is not going to be able to compete in the 100 meters for USA because she tested positive for marijuana.
Yeah.
And she is
like the most kind of electrifying American
for sure.
track and field person we've had probably for the last 20 years.
Yeah, since like FloJo and Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Yeah. She has a great personality.
She's loud,
really
she's boisterous.
Cool to look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's beautiful, she's fast.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
charismatic. She's like good
she's
on
got
the
everything,
mic. Yes.
Everything you want.
I know. She's awesome. And now
she's not afraid to say anything. She's not afraid to taunt. It's great.
No, I love her.
Yeah.
Her biological mother passed away.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
She, you know, smoked marijuana as a coping mechanism for that.
Mm-hmm.
And now the IOC has said
she tested positive.
You're done.
So weigh in on this.
It just sucks because I would say, and I don't know the number on this. I need to Google it, but almost half of American states have legalized marijuana.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Right. A lot of the West Coast, the East Coast, obviously the South and the Midwest, not so much.
Right.
But it's a legal drug in so many parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a performance.
It's a recreational drug.
It's not performance enhancing.
Clearly not.
It's like alcohol. It's like if you tested positive for alcohol, it's like good for you. If you can run faster after three beers, kudos.
Now there is a weightlifter, Chris Duffin's his name. They call him the mad scientist, who does take a shot of whiskey before he does a deadlift.
Really?
And there's science behind what he does. It's right before he does like a huge pull.
Wow.
And so he does it every time. And he's something about
and
it
that's
lowers.
That's legal though, like with the Olympics? I mean,
he's not an Olympic weightlifter.
Oh,
he's
okay.
a power lifter.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's squatted 1,100 pounds three times for a three rep 1,100
right.
pound squat.
I just think it's ridiculous because, okay, when you look at stoners and you like.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like all the snowboarders ever that have competed in the Olympics, do they get a therapeutic use exemption?
No, they get tested.
Well, that must be a rough month for them.
Right. And so part of me understand, I mean, the rules are the rules, right? And so the...
All right, Jason Statham.
The rules.
Rule number one. The rules is the rules.
So I get it. She did, you know, not follow the rules. But come on. We
she
need
did
to get
smoke out. Marijuana.
We need to get out of, like, the dinosaur ages. It's like, it's marijuana. It's not helping her be a better athlete.
Yeah, the IOC's lagging on this for sure. The NFL's said it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. So right. The NFL's done that. I think the NBA's done that. Because everybody recognizes it's not a performance-enhancing drug.
Totally.
Yes. And the reason that the NFL was testing for so long for it was not because it was a performance-enhancing drug. It was for PR reasons.
Yeah.
And partly I agreed with the PR reasons because you've got kids at home as a parent watching the game, and I don't want my athletes out there promoting marijuana because now when my 13-year-old comes up to me and says, hey, Dad, can I smoke marijuana? Well, I'd prefer you didn't.
Right.
Well, he does that, and he's the best athlete in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're a developing brain, right? So for me, it's that whole thing. So I understood the PR pitch, but then every state, not every state, but a lot of the actually Democratic states have legalized marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And so kind of the public perception about it is a lot different than it was. And that's okay. But the IOC's got to get on board with that. But to the point you were making, it's known to be banned for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? So the rules are the rules. And unfortunately, her biological mother passed several weeks before the Olympic trials. She tested positive for the coping mechanism or whatever, right? Like, she may just smoke weed, right? So obviously she does smoke weed. I mean, that's not like she may just smoke, because she does smoke weed. And I guess for me, when I hear the athletes that are stepping up for Sha'Carri, I'm happy in one sense because it's stupid that the Olympic Committee even cares about marijuana,
right?
Because it's not enhancing performance like we've talked about. But on the other side of things, what I don't like to hear is, well, we don't care about athletes' mental health because she should be able to smoke marijuana to improve her mental health. And in my head, I'm going, how the fuck does marijuana help your mental health? Like, it's not making things better. It's numbing you.
Right.
Sure. Emotionally, it's numbing you, and maybe you need that to get through this period, but it's not making your mental health better. You could certainly argue, and I know I'll piss a lot of people off with this, it's making things worse. And so I've used, right? Like, but I don't do it under the guise that there's any benefits to it. Like, I'm not helping my mental health status by smoking marijuana. It's fun, right? So it's like, feel awful her mother died. That's awful that she has to deal with that,
right?
Going into the Olympics.
Right.
That's awful. But let's not act like it's for the mental health purposes of things.
No, it's just her way of maybe like getting out of the moment, right?
And totally.
Just, yeah.
Totally.
And I guess as an athlete, maybe in her own head, it's like, okay, so you have to wake up the next morning at 6 a.m. to go to training. So do you have a bottle of wine or four beers? Or is it, you know,
right,
as an athlete,
it's
is
the
it
lesser
better
of the evil?
Yeah.
And 100%.
Right.
I definitely agree with that.
Right.
And I do understand that there is, and this was a thing when we played, was I would much rather smoke to detach and de-stress and do all that than to go out and have a night of drinking and get in a lot of trouble and stay out late and make really crappy decisions, where when you smoke, a lot of times you're just probably going to be stuck on your couch
and then you go to bed
eating a bunch of pizza and Funyuns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is that too.
Yeah.
So, and I do understand, and I don't want to forget this being gone from the game for so long, that there's a shit ton of pressure involved in it.
Yeah.
And that sometimes it's nice to be able to detach from the world. So I guess I'll take back my mental health point from earlier, that there is maybe a little bit of checkup in there that you can go, all right, let me put the real world down for a moment. Let me kind of escape a little bit here. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just.
Thank you.
It makes me out. It makes me sad because I do. I love her and she was so fun to watch.
And the fact that it's a 30-day suspension.
I know.
That's.
But that's how you know that they don't think of it as a very bad drug.
It tells you everything. And she can still compete at the Olympics in the relay.
Because it's a week later.
So how stupid is this? Mm-hmm. That none of it makes sense.
I know.
And so we're going to do this so you can't smoke marijuana and compete in the Olympics. Yet you can be a man and compete in weightlifting against women.
Ugh, that's frustrating. Not frustrating that you're, you know, transitioning or that you have transitioned.
No, that's not at all frustrating.
That's totally, I'm in support of you be whoever you want to be.
100%.
What's frustrating
that's all good.
Is as a female athlete, you are still biologically a male and have so many advantages over a female. And it doesn't work vice versa. If I wanted to compete in a male sport,
no.
I'm at a severe disadvantage for everything. Right?
It's a one-way street.
Yeah, there's not a single sport where me as a small female puts me in an advantageous state.
Right.
So it is. It's a one-way street. And it's frustrating that we're allowing, you know, the New Zealand weightlifter to compete as a female, but somebody who tests positive for marijuana can't compete.
Right. And kind of even further, there's some women who have naturally elevated testosterone levels.
Yeah, we were just reading this article.
They have naturally elevated testosterone levels.
Not even out of a normal range.
No, like in the acceptable range for females, but pretty high.
Yeah.
That are disallowed to compete in not the 100 and 200 meter races, but 400 to 1 mile. So they're eliminated from three races.
Now,
400, 800, 1 mile. And I have no idea why they can compete in the 100 and 200 and not in the 400 through 1 mile.
Oh, the rules. They're so ambiguous. Yeah.
And if they do want to compete in the 100 and 200, now they have to get on hormones to lower their testosterone levels to within the acceptable range.
So how do we make it fair? Like, okay, so I want to go compete, right? And I'm a, 18-year-old female. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, weightlifts, sleeps really well, is in my physical peak, and I have testosterone
just are genetically blessed.
Yes.
Like, can't we just call it that?
But that's what I'm saying. So where's the baseline? Like, how do you know?
Well, that's where they would have to, at a fairly early age, have a hormonal passport.
Right.
Right? And so that's...
Are they talking about that?
Well, that's a known thing. That's what we kind of went back through with Sochi. If you have ever watched the Netflix documentary Icarus, they kind of go back through the Russian Olympics and the Russian drug scandal and how all that worked and kind of having your passport, your hormonal passport. So you have to kind of test within alignment of what you always test within acceptable range, right? But isn't that one of the things about athletics is that some folks are just more gifted than other folks.
Totally.
Like, so Fernando Tatis, I don't know if you saw this play that he made recently. It was insane. So one, he hit a ball harder than he's ever hit a ball.
Okay.
And it blasted off the second deck. Like he hit the hardest ball that he's ever hit in his career. But one really super cool play he made, he jumped up. A guy smoked a line drive right over short. He jumped up, hung in midair for a moment, and then seemed like he continued to elevate at the right time and extend and make this catch. It looked superhuman. So you've got a guy like that who, as a former pro athlete, I look at that guy and go, I could never in a million years do that.
Right.
Right. So you probably have females in the track world who are racing against these girls with elevated testosterone and going, I can't do that. We have to make this fair. We have to bring them back. So what are we going to do? We're going to tie Fernando Tatis's shoelaces together so he's like an inferior athlete and he's brought back down to everyone else? Because to me, the genetic differences in players and kind of their environment that they grow up in, and the differences from the elite to the all-time elite, mm-hmm. like Fernando's got that kind of ability. That to me is the coolest thing about sports. And right. watching it, it's like, holy shit, Usain Bolt and what he's able to do with these other guys who are running ridiculously fast and he makes it look easy. What's his hormone structure look like? Or he was born with too much fast twitch muscle fiber. So what do we have to do? We have to go pull out a hamstring muscle from him? Like, what, you know, like for me, I can't comprehend why, if this is truly natural for these girls and they're not anywhere above where they normally would be and they're not taking anything that's enhancing their hormones, why do they have to be punished?
Right.
That's just them.
Yeah.
Right? So, and to me, it's also bizarre that you've got this person who was born a man who's able to compete against females mm-hmm. in probably like the sport that would be most have the greatest difference between male and female performance.
Can we talk about how she's 43 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a 43 Olympian, like 43 year old Olympian, it's amazing. But biologically, a man at 43 and still being competitive enough to compete and
when expected to win.
Yeah, it's just, come on, you're over the hill. you know what I mean? Like, I mean, unless you're Tom Brady, you're over the hill.
But here's the thing. Even if her hormones now are in alignment with other females, she's had the benefit of living as a male for I don't know how long, which gives you elevated testosterone and allows you to spend more time under tension, more time training, lifting heavier, bigger weights more often, which does what? It makes you stronger and more powerful.
Right.
And then, okay, maybe your hormones have adjusted. However, you've had 30 plus years living as a male.
Yeah.
And now you're a female, and I completely respect that. However, when we're talking about females competing against females in track and the 100 and 200 and saying, well, they got too much testosterone. Well, what about the one who's had too much testosterone for 30 plus years and now maybe back in an acceptable range?
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I know.
It's and that's PR. And that's the IOC not wanting to face what can be a monster.
Right.
Right. And they don't want the backlash and they don't want all of the repercussions that come with cancel culture.
And I get it. It's a sensitive subject.
Oh my goodness. Is it ever?
It's very sensitive. Yeah. But when you break it down to the biology, this is, again, respect all choices.
Do whatever you want.
Yes. Like live your true self, be you, all those things. But when it comes down to the biological makeup, if we're not letting, you know, was she from South Africa? Is that the article that we were just reading?
Yeah. Hold on.
Nope.
Now we got to find it somewhere.
It's all up there. There it was. Go up.
Where are they from?
No, go up more.
Okay.
I think it was up. Pause.
Pause. We're like Borat here. Namibia.
No. Namibia. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's a Namibian runner. Who was just maybe genetically gifted with high testosterone. We're saying no to her. I don't know. The rules are just ambiguous and they bother me.
Yeah. Because you're really on both sides of the fence here if you're the IOC.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the deal. There's no clarity. And to your point too, there's no chance that if you wanted to compete and come over and compete on the male side,
that you could do it.
That's a strictly one way street.
I know. Anyways,
maybe we're talking like maybe diving.
I don't think so.
No,
no, no. I think the males are like so lean and they can spring so high. Their elements of difficulty are just higher.
There's a lot more power.
Yeah. Anyway. All that being said, I'm not hating on the Olympics. I'm still really flipping excited.
100%.
Right?
100%.
I don't want to be like a bleh. Like
yeah,
Debbie Downer.
And honestly, I'll probably watch Olympic weightlifting.
100%. Just
right?
For the spectacle of
yeah,
it. Yeah,
just to see how it all works out.
Yes. Well, yeah. Love you. Always hey. Great talking to you.
Love you too, guys. Hope you're well. And if you need me, sign up and meet with me one-on-one.
Hit them up in the DMs.
not in the DMs, on my Calendly link. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Bye.